Thank you, Jesus. Well, he can bring it, can he? Amen. God can give us joy in the midst of troubles and trials. He can help us get through. Praise God. Somebody come with a passion to press into his presence tonight. I pray that you did. I pray that you did. What a blessing it is to be in service. Again, I want to thank you for the offering tonight. May God bless you for giving. And thank you that those that prepared the meal for us today. It was wonderful. And we appreciate that very much. And I want to say your pastor and wife have been wonderful hostess or host, and they have blessed us. And I love fellowshipping with them, getting to know them better, and just wonderful people. And you folks are certainly blessed here to have them. I know you know that, but I can tell our brother has a pastor's heart, that he cares about his people and loves his people. Of course, anybody that stick with it 26 years, they got to love you, don't they? No, they love you very much, I'm sure. And I just appreciate them, appreciate their good spirit. And they're serious about the things of God. And people need to be. They need to be. But I appreciate their seriousness and they're just their good-heartedness. I appreciate that very much. We're going to look in the book of Revelation tonight, chapter 12. And I want to say I appreciate Brother Perry coming tonight. Known Brother Perry for several years and his family, his dad. And we just appreciate them very much. Glad they were able to come tonight and give honor to them. Of course, give honor to the pastor and his wife, and give honor to the Lord. Give honor also to your youth pastor and his family. They had us over last night, blessed us, and it's just been good being here in fellowship with you. But tonight I'd like to be a help, and I've said that probably about every night, but I desire to be a blessing and to be an encouragement. You know, these are really trying times. And the Bible says, I forget where that, it slips my mind, where it talks about the stability of the times. You know, we can have, I believe through the grace of God, we can have stable minds in unstable times. I believe that. I believe we can be stable spiritually when the world is in a spiritual chaos or turmoil. And I appreciate God's presence being with us, but I just want to say tonight, God's for you. God's for you. And if God be for you, amen. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7 tonight. The Bible said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you humbling myself tonight, realizing, Lord, that you deserve all the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord. I need you to quicken me. We have felt your presence in this service, and we thank you, Lord, for your presence that we have felt. God, you know the needs that are in this place, Lord, tonight. We ask, God, you'd help us, Lord, and work through us to speak to hearts, Lord, that your name would be honored, that your name would be glorified, that your name would be praised, and that somebody would leave here helped tonight. Encouraged. Lord, I pray that folks would respond to the altar service tonight and come and seek your face and draw near to you. Cast their cares upon you, their worries, their problems, Lord. Jesus, to bring to you every need, Lord. And God, I pray if they're in a battle tonight, God, give them strength in the battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. May the Lord bless you as you're seated tonight. In reading that 10th verse, I'll read it again. It said, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven, or saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ." Notice this phrase, "For the accuser of the brethren is cast down." For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The Lord help me just for a little while tonight. I'd just like to simply preach on the thought, the accuser is a loser. Maybe I should sit down right now. That's probably as good as it gets right there. Man, but really get a hold of that, if you will. The accuser is a loser. I'm glad I'm on the winning side tonight. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise God. The accuser of the brethren is none other than Satan himself. The old devil, Lucifer, that archangel that sinned against God, lifted up himself against God, and was cast out of heaven. He's the one that's worked against mankind to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Ever since the beginning, ever since the Garden of Eden when God first made man. Amen. As the accuser of the brethren, he has set forth his accusations against us or to us and against us to God time after time. When I think about the accuser of the brethren, and I talked about this Bible character, I believe it was Sunday night, but I can't help but think about Job. Amen. A man whom God said was perfect and an upright man that feared God or revered God and eschewed or abstained from evil. He was a great man of God. And how that Satan came before God accusing him of serving God for naught. Possibly because he couldn't find no other charge to lay against him. He's such a good man. Amen. But nonetheless, he was accusing Job of fearing and serving the Lord because the Lord had put a hedge about Job. And because the Lord had blessed him and everything he did and everything he touched, and the devil said, "That's why he's serving you, God. That's why he's serving you." Amen. And as a result of this, God allowed Satan to come against Job. And so Satan did that. He took advantage of that opportunity, bringing a multitude of hardships and heartaches upon him in order to get Job to turn against God. But through it all, Job retained his integrity. Amen. And Job come out a winner in the end. Can somebody say amen to that? Even when his so-called friends heckled him, making all sorts of accusations against him, saying that the reason he was going through what he was going through was because he had sinned against God or done something wrong, Job knew his heart and God knew his heart. Job kept his faith and endured the time of testing, and he was victorious in the end. And I say thank God for that. Now I want to ask you, who among us has not had to deal with the devil? Amen. We've all had to deal with the devil. Amen. Who among us has not had to deal with the devil pointing his bony finger at us? Amen. At some time saying, "Amen, see there? Look what happened. Look what you done. Look the mistake you made. Look where you've went wrong. Amen. Look how you've stumbled. Why, if you was a child of God, amen, like you think you are, if you were saved like you claim to be, you wouldn't have stumbled. You wouldn't have failed. You wouldn't have made a mistake. Or you wouldn't feel like you feel." Amen. But oh, that's just the devil for you. He'll do everything he can to point a finger as to bring condemnation upon you. It seems like to me he's always worked in some devious manner, amen, to try to cause people to fail. I mean, he's done it to me. Has he done it to you tonight? Amen. He's done it to all of us. I mean, I'll confess it. From the time that I was converted as a child, and I first got saved when I was 9 years old and gave my heart to the Lord. Amen. And when I did, the accuser of the brethren got right on my trail, even as a child, trying to discourage me, making accusations against me. When I went into my teen years and began to experience things, my body going through changes, temptations coming against my mind. I'm just being honest tonight. Amen. When those things would come against me as a Christian, I'd done my best to resist them. But the devil would accuse me and say, "Well, if you was a Christian, you wouldn't think such things. Such things wouldn't come into your thoughts." Amen. How many knows the old devil works on the mind sometimes? amen, he'll insert the thought or insert the temptation or bring forth the temptation. And then when you give consideration to it, then he's right there to accuse you and try to bring you into condemnation. Well, that's what he done to me. Amen. He's laid temptation after temptation before me to try me or to allure me into some trap of sin. He's opposed me and everything I've went to do for God. He's worked against me and everything I set my heart to do for God's glory. But I can say, praise the Lord, by the grace of God and by the blood of Jesus, amen, I've been able to continue unto this day. And every one of us that has made it through every battle and every temptation, every trial, amen, everything that the enemy has brought against us have come this far by the grace of God. And I believe since we've come this far, we can make it the rest of the way, don't you? Amen. I believe we can make it the rest of the way. But I felt while I was in prayer, amen, that the Lord would have me to come to this service tonight with a word of an encouragement, amen, to somebody that's been under the gun of the enemy. Somebody that's been facing that finger, amen, that's been pointing at you, amen. Somebody that's saved, sure saved as can be, but you're being heckled by the devil, amen. It seems like every time you get down to pray, he's bringing up something that you were in the past, amen, or something you did before you got saved, or some failure you've had since you've been saved, or some weakness of the flesh that you're even struggling with even now. Amen. He's bringing all that up to try to get you to turn your mind and your heart away from God and to listen to what he has to say so he can deceive you and lead you away from the Lord. His purpose, amen, is to put disbelief or unbelief in your mind to get you doubting your salvation experience and your spiritual stance with God. How many knows you're saved tonight? Amen. And he wants you to know the devil wants you to doubt that. Amen. Has he ever come against any of you since you've been saved, amen, in such a way as to try to make you doubt your salvation? I remember, I'm going to share this with you. It's a personal experience. But when me and my wife were in our early years of marriage, I remember going through a battle in my mind about my salvation experience. As I told you, I got saved as a child. And it wasn't maybe a real big emotional experience, but it was a time when I come to realization that I needed God and that God's Spirit was convicting me of my sins, and I bowed my knees and humbled my heart before the Lord and surrendered my life to him and put my heart in his hands to serve him the rest of my life. Amen. But going, as I said, through my teen years and having battles, and when I got up into my young married life, I began to think about my experience as a child, and because, you know, I couldn't stand and say I was an alcoholic and God delivered me. Or I was involved in drugs and God delivered me. And my testimony wasn't grand and glorious deliverance like some people. The devil began to work on me with that. Not only that, amen, I'd heard several people stand and testify you need to have your time and a place when you know where you got saved, the date that it happened, the night that it happened, and all of that. And I look back as a young adult, and I couldn't remember the date. I couldn't remember the time. My parents didn't write it down when I was a child. Amen. So I just knew about how old I was. And I began to wrestle with that. The enemy was using something a saint of God said to bring condemnation upon my own mind. How many knows we may not all have the same experience of salvation in God? We'll have an experience, but it may not all be the same. And so it was with me. I'd had one, but it wasn't maybe real deep, like I said, because as a child, wouldn't deepen sin. But nonetheless, amen, I wrestled with that. And then I got to doubting. I got to giving in to it. And I remember telling my wife one night, I said, honey, I don't even know if I'm saved or not. And I mean, my wife, she had a strong experience in the Lord even as a child. And she come from a background where they taught that very strong and supported it. Her parents wrote it down and backed it and, you know, made something of it where maybe mine didn't. And so anyway, she said, you've got to know. You've got to know. And I said, well, I'm feeling like I don't know. And so I was laying there in the bed, and she got out of the bed and got down beside the bed and began to pray. And she began to, as she was praying, she said, Lord, help my husband to know. And I don't know what all she was praying, but I didn't even have strength to get out of the bed. I was so pressed in this battle. And so as I laid there and began to pray, I said, God, I need to know. I need you to bring it back to me. Renew this experience if I've had it. Amen. Show me if it's been there. And it had been there. Amen. But the devil had pushed me back. Amen. All the way to the bloodline. And I was doubting that. And so anyway, I prayed on, and then all of a sudden, after several minutes, it was like a vision opened up before me, and I seen myself as a child. Amen. I seen the seat I was sitting in, and myself sitting in that seat. And, amen. And God, feeling God dealing with my heart as the preacher's name was Brother Coffey was preaching, and I went. I could see myself getting up out of that seat and going toward that altar in prayer, or to pray. Amen. And as I was walking toward that altar, the Spirit of the Lord visited me while I was on my way to the altar. And the joy of the Lord came into my soul. And as God brought all that back to me, I began to raise my hands, and the Holy Ghost began to speak through me. I mean, the blessing of the Lord was there. Amen. But the devil had me pushed back to that point. And I didn't know, but my wife was down beside the bed praying, and she said, Lord, if my husband's had a salvation experience, let the Holy Ghost move on him. So about the time she said that was the time the Lord opened it up to me, and the Spirit of God moved on my heart, and God confirmed that experience. Amen. For those of you whom the accuser condemns, amen, with an accusation about your experience, amen, in the past, saying it wasn't good enough, it wasn't right, amen, I want you to know, if God done a work in your life, don't deny it, don't back up from it. Amen. Stand on it. Believe God for it. You can stand firm in the fact that when Christ saved your soul, He removed your transgressions as far as the east is from the west. He cast all of your iniquities into the depths of the sea. He buried all that you had beneath the blood of Christ. Your sins are forgiven and they're forgotten. Amen. And forever it's done. I love the old hymn that says, there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stains. I mean, Jesus bought you with His blood. He washed you with His blood. And when you got saved, He wiped your slate clean and gave you a brand new beginning. Old things pass away and all things become new. Sometimes you just need to look at the devil and say, take that. Amen. Sometimes you need to put up your spiritual dukes and fight back. But I'll tell you, He's going to come against you. Amen. He's going to come against you. Amen. But you can thank God that you've been justified through Christ Jesus. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil wants to take your peace from you. He don't want you to have peace. But there's peace in the Lord. How many can say amen? Praise God. We have peace. We're justified in Him through what He did at the cross. Not what we did, because we couldn't do anything to obtain this. Amen. To make ourselves worthy of this. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. When Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross and shed His blood on the cross, He did it so our past could become past and we could have a brand new life. Thank God. Hallelujah. I like the old song. It says, you ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, is removed as far as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. So you tell that old accuser, you tell Satan that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed you tonight. Amen. Don't back up from it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God does. The accuser comes around trying to condemn you for some mistake or some failure you made since you've been saved that you repented of. Just remember that if you sin, the scripture said you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's what John said. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. Amen. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If you fall down, just get up. Amen. Don't listen to the enemy that's tripped you up. Get up. Amen. Get up. Get up. For a just man falleth 7 times and rises up again. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest men of the Bible, amen, they faced their times of battle when they stumbled and when they struggled, amen, against the enemy. But by the grace of God and the help of the Lord, they were able to get up again and keep going. David fell into sin, made a terrible mistake, but God had mercy on him, forgave him of his sins, and gave him another chance. I'm so glad our God's a God of a second chance, sometimes a third, sometimes a fourth. Amen. But I'm so glad he's a God of mercy and a God of grace. The devil would have you think, well, amen, with what you've done, God's going to cut you off. God's going to be done with you. God's not going to have anything to do with you. He'll come to you. I remember even at times in my teen years as I struggled along with temptation and so on, the devil would come around and he'd say, amen, that you've cursed God. You've come against God. And I'm thinking, why? How did I do that? Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, it's just a lie from the devil. Listen, young folks, it's a lie from the devil. Don't believe a devil. You know you've been saved. You've been born again. Your name wrote down in heaven. Praise God. Hold on to it. Don't listen to the rhetoric of the devil. Don't let him rob you of the riches of God's grace. Be like Isaiah and set your face like a flint. Amen. And tell the devil to get behind you. Look at this verse with me, if you will. Isaiah 50:7. For the Lord will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Thank God. Who will contend with me? Notice the wording. Let us stand together. Come on now, it's just like he's saying, all right, devil, put them up right now. Let's stand here together. Amen. I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justified me. Who can will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Come on now. Amen. He said, behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Amen. Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant? Amen. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. It's not that way. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon God. How many knows that, amen, that staying power, that keeping power is in the presence of the Lord? Don't be afraid of the devil. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise God. I'll try to hurry on tonight. Stories told about a little boy who approached his dad and said, Daddy, is the devil bigger than me? And the man looked at his boy and said, yes, son, the devil's bigger than you. In a minute or two, he comes back and he asked his dad, he said, Daddy, is the devil bigger than you? And he looked at his son and he said, yes, son, the devil is bigger than me. He walked away and he come back in a little bit and he said, Daddy, is the devil bigger than Jesus? And the daddy said, no, son, Jesus is bigger than the devil. Then the little boy said as he walked away, then I'm not afraid of him. I'll tell you, that's the way it needs to be tonight. How many knows he's bigger than the devil? Come on now. We don't have to be afraid of him. Praise be to God. I just felt like I needed to come encourage somebody tonight. Amen. In the ways of the Lord, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Amen. Just as if it had never happened. I love that. When he puts it away, he puts it away. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, that's risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? And then he goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Devil would like to make you think he can separate you from God, but he can't separate you from God. Amen. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, he said, no way. And all these things were made more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. He said, I know, I'm anchored down, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities. There's that old accuser. Nor powers nor things present or things to come or height or depth. Amen. Or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm standing because he's standing with me and he's standing in me. When the enemy comes in like a flood, there's a spirit that raises up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad the accuser's a loser? Amen. Amen. I was thinking how he comes against some folks, but I want to say this. Every time a sinner bows their knees in humble contrition and repents of their sins, the accuser's a loser. Every time a child of God goes to their knees when they falter and puts things in the hands of the advocate, the accuser's a loser. Every time a person gets sick and they come to, amen, the people of God call for the elders of the church and get prayed for and get healed by faith, the accuser's a loser. I mean, there's a long list I could go into. Every time a marriage that the devil's busted up, God puts back together, the accuser's a loser. Amen. Every time an alcoholic gets delivered by the power of God and set free, the accuser's a loser. Every time a drug addict, amen, is delivered by the power of the Lord, the accuser's a loser. Amen. I can go farther, a little closer here. Every time, amen, a church bus drives up and down these streets, amen, and picks up a child and brings them to church, the accuser's a loser. Amen. Every time a Sunday school teacher gets up in their classes and breaks the bread and teaches the word of God, the accuser's a loser. Every time children's church worker labors and presents the gospel to boys and girls, amen, that are little, amen, the accuser's a loser. Every time a singer or a musician gets in the pulpit, amen, and starts playing and singing their music to the glory of God, to the praise of God, the accuser's a loser. Every time the preacher mounts a pulpit and preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ and his name goes out one more time, the accuser's a loser. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Almost feel like a little boy up here tonight and saying tonight, amen. Hey, devil. Amen. The accuser's a loser. If you don't believe it, look at Revelation chapter number 12. The story's already been told. We know how it's going to give up. Amen. Be at the end when it's all said and done. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a picture in the last part of Revelation where the devil is cast in the lake of fire. The accuser's a loser. Who's the winners? Those that's got their name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Those that are saved by grace. Amen. And God wants everybody to be included in that. Amen. You can go from being defeated tonight to being a winner in Christ. A lot of us, it is our mentality. It's how we look at it. It's who we believe. You gonna believe God's word? You gonna believe a devil's? I'll tell you, the devil may tell you the truth, but it's always leading to a lie. Amen. He may give you a half truth, but he's always trying to get you to a place to where you believe a lie. He'll tell you just enough truth, amen, to get you tagging along behind him so he can get you to believe a lie. He done that in the beginning, but I'm not going to dwell there. I'm not wanting to end on the, amen, the accuser. Amen. I'm wanting to talk about you and what God done for you. I like what David said. He said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Amen. Amen. In God is my salvation. salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Amen. Habakkuk 3:19, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon high places. I'll tell you, the devil may heckle you. He may bother you, but you just remember the promises of God are yea and amen unto the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many has got your name in the book of life tonight? Well, what did Jesus say do about that? Amen. Jesus said, rejoice because your name is written down in heaven tonight. Praise God. Don't you ever forget it. Amen. When the dark clouds come over, when the storm clouds roll in, amen. Spiritually speaking, in your life, remember, amen, you got a God in heaven, hallelujah, that can bring you through. Oh, I feel like somebody needs to get a hold of this tonight. Somebody right here tonight needs to take, amen, and step out of that seat and come down to this altar. Amen. Opening up their heart to God and saying, Lord, I want to give you all the praise, all the glory, because I want you to have all my life and your will be done in every facet and every part of my life. I want you to have your will. Praise be to God. How many wants his will? Sister Gail, come. Let's stand tonight. I preached in my heart. The accuser's a loser. Look over at your neighbor and say, the accuser's a loser. Say it out loud. Oh, I like that now. Say that again. He's a loser. He lost you when you prayed and give your heart to Jesus. He's trying to get you back. Amen. But one way I have found to keep myself in the hands of God is get into the presence of God at the altar. I want to encourage you tonight. Don't take it for granted that everything's going to always be all right, because he's going to come against you, that devil is. Amen. But you can be more than a conqueror through Christ. You can be a victor through him if you keep yourself in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to invite you to prayer tonight. I ask you not be in a hurry. You might need something, you'll get in this altar tonight, but could you just come and spend some time worshiping him? Could you come spend some time praising him? Could you come spending some time getting into his presence and thanking him for what he's done for you? I know maybe this is a little different tonight, but every night we've opened up the altar. I preach maybe a little different tonight, but God's speaking the heart. Amen. How many wants to be a winner all the way? Come on in, church. Let's pray tonight. God bless you. I've preached you my heart. There's a sinner here tonight. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. I want you to know living for God's a good life. And you can have it, my friend. You can have salvation. You can have victory over sin. Praise God. And those of you that's been struggling with the devil, amen, you need to come right into this altar and seek the Lord. Say, Lord, help me with this. Help me to be a victor tonight, not a victim. We need to get rid of that victim mentality and realize through Christ we're made more than conquerors. Come on in. That's good, folks. Glad to see you coming in tonight. Spend some time in prayer seeking God. Amen. You're a winner in Christ. You're a victor in Christ. Praise be to God. Bless your hearts tonight. Bless your hearts tonight. As they're playing something, singing something tonight, let's seek his face. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, I pray, bless every brother that's in a battle. Bless every sister that's in a battle tonight. God, some of you's in a battle, and God knows that you are, but he sent a word tonight to tell you. Amen. You don't have to worry. He's here for you. Thank God. How's your mind tonight? You need peace of mind, tell Jesus about it. You need peace of mind, tell Jesus about it. You need victory from the Lord, come and seek God. Amen. You see, God opens the door. He gives you the opportunity to seek him, but it's your choice whether you do or not. God won't make you serve him. Amen. But if you give in to his call, you can tonight. Jesus, touch men, touch women, touch mamas and daddies. Would you like to have peace? Peace is trusting in the Lord. It's putting your confidence in God.
Salvation, go to the stone that the builders rejected, run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. And all around is sinking sand, Christ the solid. rock.